بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شيخ إبراهيم خواص رحمة الله عليه meets a Christian monk who accepts Islam. Sheikh Ibrahim Khawas rahmatullahi alayhi says, I was once traveling through a forest when I saw a Christian monk who had tied a holy string around his waist to show that he was a monk. He wanted to accompany me and I accepted him as my companion. Many non-Muslim monks in the past have stayed with Muslim Sufi sheikhs. After traveling for 7 days without food or drink, the monk said to me, O follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let me see some signs of your closeness with your Rabb, for I cannot go without food anymore. I made dua to Allah Ta'ala saying in secret, O Allah, do not disgrace me before this kafir. At once I saw a dish with some loaves of bread, roasted meat, some fresh dates, and a jug of water. We ate and drank and went on with our journey. After 7 days' journey, I quickly said to the Christian, before he could test me again, O monk, it is now your turn to do something. At this, he stood up, leaning on his stick, and started making dua. Immediately, two dishes appeared with twice as much food on them as had appeared when I made dua. I felt ashamed, my face changed color, and I was shocked. I refused to take the food, but the Christian insisted that I must eat. However, I excused myself. He then said, take the food. I have to give you some good news. The first is that I have accepted Islam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Saying this, he broke the string around his waist and threw it away. The second is that I made dua to Allah Ta'ala to give us food, saying, O Allah, if this follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is close to you, then give us some food. So it was because of you that we were given this food, and I then accepted Islam. After this, we ate and drank and went on with our journey. We reached Makkah Mukarramah and performed Hajj. My new Muslim brother stayed in Makkah and lived there till his death. May Allah Ta'ala grant him forgiveness. In the books of history, there are many such incidents about non-Muslims converting to Islam. This story also shows that sometimes Allah Ta'ala gives rizq, that is food and money, etc., to some people because of the piety of others, but they foolishly think it to be because of their own piety and good. There are many ahadiths to the effect that you are often given help and rizq because of the weak ones amongst you. It also becomes clear from the story that sometimes the disbelievers are given special favors by Allah Ta'ala. In reality, it has been given to them because of the blessings of the believing Muslims.